Third, discover your needs. This is the ongoing process of identifying for ourselves what makes us truly happy. You may want to read my post titled, Was Napoleon Hill Wrong? To help you identify what really is important to you. Fourth, centralize your goals. Creating a dream list is the happy person's non-negotiable insistence on making that which creates happiness a central activity in life. Fifth, turn problems into opportunities. Recasting is to change the form of something. Look at experiences in positive ways and change your problems into challenges. Sixth, explore options. Make the decision to approach life by being open to any new possibilities and take a flexible approach to life's journey. Seventh, express appreciation. Communicating gratitude and giving thanks to the people around you daily brings happiness. I would encourage you for more on the subject to read my post or listen to my podcast titled, The Power of Showing Your Appreciation. Eighth, share unselfishly. The art of giving is the act of sharing oneself with friends, community, and the world at large without the expectation of a return on investment. And then ninth, be truthful at all times. Make a contract with yourself and design a means by which to check your thoughts and actions against your own internal personal code. For more thoughts on the value of truthfulness, check out my blog titled, Being Honest with Ourselves. Though I'm fortunate to have experienced a rewarding career and professional life, it's not my achievements that are to be credited for my happiness and outstanding quality of life. Rather, it's the little decisions I constantly make each day, just like these, that continue to help me choose to be happy. If you've never considered happiness as a choice before now, let me say it again that I don't think there has ever been a better time to begin choosing happiness. So, let me ask you a question. Will you commit to being intentional about being happy? Will you commit to making one of the 9 choices for each of the next 9 days? I hope you will. And remember, being happy doesn't mean everything is perfect. It means that you've decided to look beyond the imperfections.